As the Florida Times Union first reported, three women filed suits last year, claiming the father-son duo of plastic surgeons left them disfigured with substandard breast augmentations. Since that report, nearly 200 of their patients have sought legal counsel from the Terrell Hogan Law Firm, saying they live with permanent scars, numbness, and chronic pain. On Tuesday, Yolanda Hannon was one of three women filing new suits.
I didn't have the money, and every time I told him that I needed help, he offered to do the surgeries for free. Where else could I go? So I allowed it to happen. I didn't have a choice. And I'm damaged. And I'm always going to be damaged.
Hannon, like the 16 others who sued formally since last December, says Dr. Lauren Klayman performed several corrective surgeries he said were due to defective implants, not shoddy surgery. Hannon's lawyer, Chris Shakib, alleges extra surgeries are part of a conspiracy to profit off of botched jobs.
What we found was really a scheme to defraud. This is a big scheme where doctors were able to take something bad, their inability to perform breast augmentations within the standard of care, and they turned it into a moneymaker.
Shakib says the doctors netted close to $9 million in warranty claims after saying more than 5,500 implants were defective. He calls that number statistically impossible, considering the implants have a defective rate averaging around 1% a year. He says manufacturer Allergan rubber-stamped the warranty claims and covered the cost of follow-up surgeries, knowing the doctors were big buyers of its other products like Botox. The doctors are in danger of losing their licenses, Shakib says.
We've helped our clients make claims to the Department of Health, which manages the complaints on behalf of the Florida Medical Board. And they've interviewed a large number of our clients already. And that process is ongoing.
The Department of Health cannot confirm or deny whether an investigation has been initiated. Allergan told WJCT it does not comment on pending litigation, and a call to the doctor's office was not answered. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.